Portland. Welcome to the 533. It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
Here's the number three weirdest story of the morning. Elon Musk's Neuralink sued by staffer who claims she was exposed to herpes by an infected lab monkey.
What?
Yep. Her name is Linda Short. She began working at Musk's brain chip company in August of 2022. She says the firm failed to provide proper protective equipment when a monkey scratched her and gave her herpes B virus.
That kind of herpes could be fatal.
See, I don't know all my herpes, but I know any of them are something you don't want.
Oh, man. Well, this is obviously messed up. But is it really necessary to call Elon a monkey?
It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
Number two, weirdest story of the morning. Woman's bittersweet $1 million lottery win. Husband dies from brain tumor 2 weeks later.
Oh.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
So the woman's name is Karen Kaufman. She won $1 million at a BP gas station on a scratch-off ticket.
Oh, wow.
They were celebrating. Everything was great. 2 weeks after she won, her husband did pass away from a brain tumor.
Well, it sounds like this lady used two fingers on her monkey paw.
It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
Here's the number one story. An Ohio attorney suspended over pooping in a Pringles can has license reinstated. You might remember what? Jack Blakesley of Noble County. He served his 6-month sanction to the Ohio Supreme Court. You might remember back in 2021, surveillance cameras recorded Blakesley, who is a criminal defense attorney, dropping a Pringles potato chip can into the parking lot of a crime victim advocacy center. The can had poop in it, right?
Oh, the precision.
Right. They went through the whole trial. He said, quote, "I've pulled the Pringles prank 10 times this year."
Oh. So initially, he got S-canned for S-ing in a can.
Yeah, that's exactly right.